Your Amazon order of dropping acid, the reflux diet, has shipped. Cool. Tell us, MK.
Trigger warning. Whoa. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aureus by warming your synapses with projective radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit decadism out of your head. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Is it working? Jim Jesus, yes. And Michael W. Dean.
Yes.
I feel it. I feel it. But I'm dropping acid. I'm getting done. I'm taking less acid in my food, less acidic food. That's a book I got about dealing with GERD. It's called Dropping Acid, the Reflux Diet. Jim diets.
That's a great diet. Yeah.
I dump balsamic vinaigrette. Vinaigrette over everything I eat now. It's the best thing ever. If it wasn't for that, I would have failed. But by the way, we have a new sponsor. We should probably read, right?
Go ahead,
yeah.
Man.
So are you fed up with a political class? Fed up with money that loses value? Show how you feel with the 2016 Krugman Fiend dollar.
Phone.
A silver Fiend dollar phone. Size commemorative coin made of real platinum with a $1 trillion face value to sidestep this debt ceiling and boost deficit spending. You can learn more at members.aol.com/geocities/kittyfeet.state.
Wow.
GeoCities.
You know,
yes.
First of all, that's awesome. Second of all, I know you're making fun of Mark Edge, aren't you, with that, with his ads
Fiend
for the Trump
phone.
Dollar.
Fiend phone.
But, you know, you got to feed your family. I'm sure that's what Mark thinks, taking money from Trump through Bernard von Nothaus for the Trump dollar. But you know what? Isn't that what cops say? Oh, I'm just taking care of my family. I'm just following orders. Mark's just following orders. Yeah, but
that was the defense they tried at the Nuremberg trial. I'm not going to go that far, no.
Go. You call Mark a Nazi?
No.
Well, you're a Jew now. You're running the... What's your podcast
called? Oh, yeah. We're the Lulbergs. That's our word, Goyim.
I don't know. Wow. I think somebody disagreeing with you politically is definitely the same thing as the Holocaust.
Miller
needs its own trial.
This is the earliest this has made it to this level, I think, on an episode. Wow.
You know, I
got starting
an email.
With Hitler. Where do you go with that?
I didn't even get... Yeah. There's got to be a name for that. I think it's called the Miller... What's Miller's law? That's it. So Miller just sent me an email. I was going to read this, or he sent me a, what is it? Some encrypted thing we use, Telegram.
And yeah, said, what are those crazy apps those kids are using?
Yeah. He said, I may be a tad late. It's raining here, and septic is buffering hard. So I got to explain all of this. Well, what is septic and what is buffering hard? Go ahead.
We speak only in Facebook tags and code, you and I.
Yeah.
Like, well, it could be on an encrypted thing and it won't matter.
Yeah. Sept is the public transport there. And buffering hard is a Fiend phone reference because it has to buffer. And sometimes we get dropouts because people have crappy internet and their neighbors are watching porn and they're buffering hard. And I have to change the buffer and add a few milliseconds to it. But which I'll do to Miller right now because he just jumped on here and stalked us. And I haven't raised his buffer. I made up this by Selby's lung. What are you saying, son? No, by Selby's cane. That's it. Or by Selby's rib, not lung. That's my new thing. So buffering hard is also, I made up this drug that's popular in Steve's neighborhood. Steve lives in Kensington, which is the kind of the Harlem, not even the Harlem, it's Spanish Harlem of Philadelphia. And I made up a drug that I think would fit that neighborhood.
It's think called, Caracas, but without all that wealth.
Yeah, yeah. It's Kensington, Kensington. What do we call it? Kensington grind. Because Steve always says, "Bless your grind, son." Because Steve went to seminary school and he was almost a minister, but then the social justice warriors. It wasn't really seminary school; it was estuary school because it was all female.
Ovuary.
It made him gay, basically, was what it was. There were too many female social justice warriors. I got a joke for you. How many female social justice warriors... No, what's the difference between a female social justice warrior and a gun?
That's not funny.
That's the old one. No, a gun's only got one trigger.
So offensive.
A gun's only got one trigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Pause for no laughter. Okay. So Kenny Kensington Grind.
Is it too late to fire you as my joke writer?
For this drug is Kenny G. So you're buffering hard on Kenny G. And I said that I was just going to talk on the show until you showed up about how you're acting like Natalie Merchant. Yes, I went there. Her band, 10,000 Maniacs, is from my hometown, my college town, Jamestown. I used to go see them on the weekends in bars. And she used to make the band move all the equipment. She was a rock star when they were playing to 20 people. She would make the dudes in the band move all the equipment, and she would show up after sound check and pull a microphone out of her purse and put it on the stand and do three sets and then put the microphone back in her purse and leave and then let the band move the equipment.
Well, they should have to do that. You know, they're burdened, you know, she's burdened with all that stuff, and they all have privilege, so of course they should at least move it.
Because they're all white males.
Yeah.
And
well, hey, man.
I know you think this doesn't affect that many people. Like, you think, oh, like Natalie Merchant, like being mean, like, you know, that doesn't affect me. That's 9,999 other maniacs in that band.
Yeah. I know. They don't have to carry much equipment each. Yeah.
Yeah.
Many I think it's more of a lead singer thing than anything else, though.
It really is.
Very much, yeah.
MK Lords just sent me a picture of the sofa cushion fort she built. When she first got on here tonight, her audio was really echoey in her new apartment. So
I live under the interstate.
She lives in under a house. Like a common bridge troll. No, she lives in a house, but it looked like a crack house, and it sounded like a crack house. It was completely echoey. So
it's near several crack houses, I think.
Yeah, we heard sirens, Steve's neighborhood is so crappy that it'll even have sirens. The police won't go there, right, Steve?
Yeah. If you need any advice, let me know. Yeah. Like, if you need like to do a tutorial on like how to tell a meth head at a football field's distance, I could definitely instruct you on how to do that.
Oh, that's
easy. Oh, that was my last neighborhood and this neighborhood. It's kind of nice. Like, I don't hear a whole lot of sirens. Like. They're like on the interstate, maybe going like far away from here, but I haven't seen any cops around here. But yeah, it's
I guess it's all for the meth.
Yeah, Steve, like, tell me about feeding the homeless.
I want to get. Oh yeah, gladly. So Al, super listener Al Friedman, myself. James
I just
Bam.
Tweeted MK Lord sound conditioning. So go to the Freedom Fiends Twitter and you can see it. All right, go on.
And
so Bab and James Bab, Al Friedman, super fan Al Friedman, and you, what did you do?
We fiend homeless people.
I raised money and chipped in some money and bought like $400 worth of MP3 players and SD cards and portable radios, and I put 100 Fiends episodes on the SD card, micro SD card of each of these MP3 players, and epoxied them in so people couldn't take them out and put in other media. So these are Fiends only. And there's a pirate radio station, well, let's say a neighborhood community radio station, WHIV, The HIV. What's their motto, Steve?
Kensington's most positive radio station.
Yeah. That only plays Fiends and Fiends with a few other things, but it plays Fiends 12 hours a day. So there's some more radios. Yeah, more. So we wanted to bring the Fiends to the people who need them the most. So what happened? And there's video, by the way.
There is video. So we set about upon our day, and we started off handing out MP3 players, and people were happy because something was free, and that something could be turned around and sold for a hit of crack or so. And some people started taking out the headphones and testing it and listening, and yeah, we provided some bus entertainment to some people, because there were some people that took it and then got on the bus, which I don't know if the target really audience for Feeding the Homeless was really people that can afford the $2.25 for bus fare, but we're not judgmental.
The plan is that they'll all be Bitcoin millionaires in a year, so they probably have a better chance if they can afford the bus, but we'd like to make some homeless people Bitcoin millionaires in a year.
Yeah, and that's just sweet. Tell them. You know, if you find a fan while you're junking through stuff, maybe put it aside because you could use it to cool down your Bitcoin mine later in homeless life.
I wonder if there's any homeless people who are mining Bitcoin. That'd be pretty awesome.
Well, it's just weird because you don't traditionally think of Bitcoin mining as resulting in the same dirty face and ragged clothing as coal mining. But they, you got black lungs from mining Bitcoin? That's amazing. Oh, only in Kensington.
Okay, Scott, who's listening, who's doing the editing tonight, put that in the show notes, and maybe that is the maybe that should just be the name of the episode: is Black Lung from Bitcoin Mining. I like it.
Yeah. Just as long as the canary doesn't die, you're fine.
Yeah. So I got cop blocked. Last night we did an episode where we spent an hour yelling at a particular officer of the law. This guy named Officer Mike Beers, I guess, B-I-R-E-S, of Azusa, California. Are you familiar with that one, MK? Azusa.
No. There's a Christian college there.
I've never heard of that. Where is that? Is that SoCal?
It's near LA. Basically, yeah, it's over
Pasadena.
By Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the way to LA. From
now, James, what does the Chamber of Commerce of that town say Azusa stands for?
A through Z.
Everything from A through Z in the USA. Which is their backronym for, like, you know, the Indians when it was Mexico called it Azusa. But
I used to work in Azusa, and let me tell you, that's a lot of hype.
Yeah, it's got nothing but cops, and this cop is the social media director for Police1.com, and he wrote an article about how cell 411 is like the end of Western civilization and it's going to get cops murdered. And unfortunately we can't get them to take it.
Cool. Where can I get it?
Store. Wow. Really? The Google Play Store. They have it for iPhone, Steve. You should get it. And, you can call your homeless buddies in, Kensington when you're being mugged next time.
Yeah, does it have an option for people who are out of minutes on their prepaid cell phone? Because that's a real, that's how we do it in Philly.
I know. It should. Well, you can call 911 on a phone that's out of minutes, but I don't think you can call cell 411. But so this cop like blocked me on Twitter today and made it so you can't listen to his cop podcast without like setting up an account. What a puss-puss.
Who would want to listen to a cop podcast?
I know. What a cockroach. Like, you know, you turn the lights on this guy and he runs under the fridge.
They talked about how bad
cell 411 is. They had bad audio, too. They will be physically removed in mid-air. So to speak. That's not a threat. That's a joke.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
I'm talking.
No, I'm talking. I can talk forever.
Look on your bingo board, folks.
Yeah. I asked, what does anarchy mean to you? They're anarchists because reasons before current year.
Wow.
What is the Fiend eBooks Twitter feed, Jim? This is your brainchild. I like it. Explain the ebooks concept, first of all, the horse ebooks.
Okay, so there was a Twitter account. It turned out to be ran by one of the guys from, I think it was BuzzFeed, I don't remember. But for a while, it was just, people thought that it was just randomly out stuff. Yeah, it still is, but it's discontinued it. And it used to sputter out like random things from books about horses, and sometimes you get like some really weird stuff that was hilarious. And then I found out how to make bots on Twitter, and so I made my own ebooks. I made a couple different ones. I made one for a YouTuber named Rocking Mystery that was very unpopular, so I discontinued it. And then I have one that's called Cuck Ebooks, which is a bunch of like
he who cannot be named.
No, I actually removed him from the list because every time he got kicked off of Twitter, it would kill the bot. So
it was too much work.
I had to person name, whatever. And then the other one I made, which is one of my favorites, is Keen eBooks and Fiend eBooks. One is about the Keen New Hampshire people, and the other one's about the Fiends. And they all kind of pick apart stuff from Twitter from most of the Fiends.
It randomly pulls from a bunch of tweeters. And then mixes them together and takes the first half of one and the first half of another. And who is it? It's like you, me, MK Lords, Davi Barker, who else?
I don't remember. It was a whole bunch of people. Me,
a lot of fiends.
Yeah, Vin Stone, Nima. I think Miller's on there. I have to check, but there was a whole bunch of, and I just let it do its thing, and it just randomly spews out stuff, and it just spat out a new tweet. Did you see this one? Stop using your BOOBS to sell me.
Okay. I love this.
I look at it every morning. Like, I don't even look. It makes one an hour, so I don't look at all 24 a day. But I'll look at the last five or six when I wake up, and I usually retweet one of them every couple days. They're pretty good.
The law stinks like Obama's feet.
Yeah.
That's one of them. I'll just get one stamp. I think that's my favorite one.
I'll just get one stamp. State, Freedom Fiends Radio really happened.
Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to get really upset at one of them and think it's somebody posting something they don't like. Now, speaking of Twitter, something that has never happened to me on Twitter just happened to me on Twitter with MK's picture, and I don't understand this. I posted MK's picture, and then I went and looked at it, and it wasn't posted, and it had what I wrote, which was MK Lord Sound Conditioning, but it had I had to click yes, okay, on something. Like, Twitter said that this post may contain sensitive material. Do you want it to show?
It's a picture of MK Lords with the numbers to the nuclear codes.
No, it's a mattress. It's her mattress, her air mattress in her temp home.
The same thing as rape in current year. That's why.
Mattress girl. No super.
Well. Yeah. It's hashtag signaling.
It's Fruit actually Oreos,
the Obama administration official says kill the dollar.
Wait, what, MK?
Oh, I was just saying the picture that you tried to post, it was proof that I'm Satoshi Nakamoto. So that's why it wasn't allowed.
Go look at it. Somebody else go look at it.
I tried to look at my notifications to retweet it, and I didn't see it.
Look on my Twitter, Freedom Fiends Twitter. It says the following media may contain sensitive material. Your media settings are configured to inform you when media may be sensitive. I never chose that. This media is not sensitive. I should click that. Okay. Yeah.
Grandpa, are you having trouble with the newfangled internet?
I'm having trouble with this internet.
It's in your settings, dog.
So speaking of people that have troubles with the internet, Tony Styles, tell me about him, Steve. Where did he touch you on the doll? Who is he? What is he?
Oh.
Massive opportunity.
No, we completely lost him. We lost you.
I guess we're not allowed to know.
I think that's Fiend Phone saying that's sensitive material. No. Do you really want to put that out on radio?
Yes, we hear you. Yeah, try again.
All right, splendid. I have a massive challenge / fundraising opportunity for the Libertarian Party. So apparently, the Libertarian Party itself does not vet speakers for their convention before they just put them on the thing. And they don't vet claims made by the speakers. They just put whatever PR the speakers have on their website. And they have announced Tony Styles as one of their speakers, which is a subject that I will get to after this trip to the market, where I swear to God I will not ask you to donate so that I can live off your lifestyle and then get other people evicted.
Hashtag please donate.
Wow.
Yep.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Party. Yeah. A vanilla party and no girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. The same way that Michael W. Dean sits there and parrots audio advice, so it is with Jim Jesus and these ebook titles. He'll sit there. You'll think he's God, and then he'll but instead of being like, I hear some sort of humming in the background, he'll be like, burr 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 from cucky. I always called it cucky books from Fiend ebooks.
Yeah,
Stone the Bad Quaker on the wounded clients.
Have you guys met Steve Miller Miller and MK Lords? Have you done a show before?
I know that we've all done a show together. Wait, we've done Lulbert together.
Lulbert. Yeah. We've never fiend.
Okay. Yeah, but then you got wrapped up in the Snolocaust.
So this is the second half hour of the second show of the week. That sounds kind of biblical, but what I'm going for is this is the half hour from this show that goes into the best of that plays Thursday night, Friday morning, that also is going to play this weekend, Saturday. So this half hour gets three times the play of anything
else
tonight.
So don't screw this up.
Which is why we're going to talk about Tony Styles. Now, Tony Styles used to be a GCN show host. He was a radio host on this network until he got fired for not doing his radio show. How does that work? Like, you go to all the trouble to get a radio show, and then you don't do it.
You go to all the trouble of a radio show, and then you pair it to literally anybody who will listen, how you are not just any radio host, but the most awesome radio host, and you're revolutionizing liberty, and you're bringing it to a new generation, and you are literally the ambassador of awesome. His website calls him the ambassador of awesome.
He also told me that he was on 30 radio stations, when it turns out he's on none, we're on 32 stations. It's verifiable. Like, you can go to their websites and we're on there. You can go listen streaming on there.
Speaking
of
verifiable, so I'm on the Libertarian Party's website for their convention, and it's talking about right. Well, I was only because Tony Styles was announced as one of the convention speakers. That's the only reason. My triggers put it to my algorithms, which brought it to my attention.
It's like Maggie Simpson and that one baby with the one eyebrow. Like, she just goes crazy when she sees it.
Reading from the Styles written description of who Styles is.
Styles guy.
Having played a role in the successful start of over 20 businesses worldwide, this young venture capitalist.
Dude, I just spit water all over my freaking monitor. Sorry.
Ooh. This young venture capitalist retired from the business world at age 34 and has now turned his focus back to giving through charity work, activism, writing, and media commentary.
Oh. He has a website, is what that means.
With quick wit, intense verbal skills, and commanding physical presence. That means I'm fat. Tony Styles has Tony Styles has rapidly become a go-to resource for many television, radio, and internet outlets. Okay. Internet outlets. Sure, there we go. Huh. As the voice of a new generation, challenging authority and changing society's version of normal. Styles is working with several organizations. Don't ask him who, because he won't tell you who they are. Teaching, as well as aiding the aiding efforts.
To
end the trafficking of at-risk men, women, and children while completing his first book, Out of College, Out of Work, with They Didn't Teach You About Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. The book, by the way, which he swore up and down would be out by April and is still not released yet. But hey, you ought to donate to that.
You guys, I'm so triggered by this. This, like, set off every single trigger-like thing for a scam possible.
Yeah.
I don't know the guy, but
he'll sue you. He'll sue you. He'll threaten you.
Yeah, and
you can't call yourself a venture capitalist unless you make a certain amount of money, either, which you probably wouldn't be like Okay. I hate it when people call themselves that because it's a very specific term. That means you make a specific amount of money.
I think
he's
like just now just venturing like to it think about being an entrepreneur.
You could be an adventure capitalist.
Yeah.
I'm giving it some serious
I think adventure
right
capitalist means you've got enough money to give away $1 million on a whim or invest $1 million on a whim. That's my definition
yeah, you have
of
to
adventure
certain,
capitalist.
But hey, I urgently need $10,000. Otherwise, the IRS is going to throw me in jail. This was a scam he did where he said the IRS was coming and they were going to take away everything I worked for if I didn't get $10,000 right away. And there were a bunch of people who were like, yo, my spouse works for the IRS. That's not how things happen. They scoff at $10,000.
They make
Steve,
a payment.
Are you saying we should
plan.
Investigate these claims before just outright giving libertarians money?
Better. Here's what we'll do to investigate these claims. So, Libertarian Party, you ran this. You're running this convention speaker. You believe that he started over 20 businesses and is now a venture capitalist. Here's what'll happen.
No, you don't believe that. You just copy and pasted it.
I have $1,000 that I'm willing to donate to the Libertarian Party to the tune of 50 per company on a list that you could give me. Of verified companies that Tony Styles started that are still around, that are successful. And it has to be third-party verification. It can't be like one of Tony's sock accounts, like the law firm that was going to sue me because I had a Facebook page about him.
Please donate.
Yeah. He's got an army of sock accounts, and this is what he uses to like get people to believe that he like is legit so that they'll donate. And
you remember
been contacted by a bunch of people who he swindled.
Yeah, do you remember back in the 80s there was a pastor by the name of like Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts, and he basically was like, "I need."
There was
like
a glitch there.
$1.
I didn't hear what you said. I thought,
he's or he's gonna take me. Yeah,
go on. Yeah, or God's gonna come take me back to heaven, or it kind of sounds like that. I think he probably saw that on some documentary and was like, "I could do that with libertarians."
I
want to
hear
some
more about the swindling.
In some of his other stuff, he claims to be a missionary and
position
from Mormon.
No, he was a Baptist, he says. But again, it depends. And it's all with my organizations as well, because he will occasionally claim to be in Cambodia working to end human trafficking. But again, these are like bigger, broader goals than like liberty efforts, which if someone gives you $1,000 to do some liberty, like let's say you give Michael Dean $400 to feed the homeless. People are eventually going to want to be like, yo, did people ever get any radios? Because it's verifiable.
I did it. There's video.
Things like that. Yeah, there's video. I have people. I could tell you like this person got a radio that, you know, here's the location if you want to go, like, et cetera.
And James Babb, you could ask James Babb, and he'd be like, you know, like, I don't think he and I even get along, but he'd be like, yep, we went and gave away his gosh darn MP3 players, you know,
yep,
like he
definitely.
Was there. Yep.
But if your mission is something like, well, I'm going to evangelize the world, or I'm going to end human trafficking, then what you do with the money is a little more fuzzy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a lot better to broaden your mission.
Tell about the thing where he was raising money to help someone who was in jail, something to do with Planned Parenthood or something.
Oh, this was beautiful. So this is how I first got turned on to Tony Styles, was this attempted scam that went severely, severely wrong. So he goes on the internet in what was the current year of 2015 at the time. And the year wasn't as current as it is now, but it was still a really current year. And he says in a year that's quite current, hey, I need, there's a guy who was just arrested by those horrible authoritarian police.
A cameraman, right?
A cameraman named Matt Benson, yeah. who was arrested for photographing a protest. That's all he was doing. And the awful authoritarian cops came and arrested him, but I, being a venture capitalist and philanthropist, bailed him out. But hey, if you folks want to reimburse me for the bail that I paid for this guy, that would be really sweet.
You know what?
Got
Bitcoin
receipt,
Jesus,
bro.
Roger Ver, it doesn't even call himself a venture capitalist, but like invests lots of money in Liberty stuff. And he never says, if anyone wants to pay me back, you know.
No. No.
So that's the real, that's how it really works.
Because he actually has money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people were like, well, why can't I? Yeah. Guy being arrested. Why? Who is this guy? And then the problem is that Tony, when he's caught in a lie, he will cover up one lie with another, with another, with another. So he was like, well, here's the guy's Twitter account. And then that Twitter account didn't exist. And it was, oh, well, he must have deleted it. And
I thought he wouldn't give the guy's name at first, or like what, there was something he wouldn't give, like what jail he was in or something.
Yeah,
right.
He wouldn't say what jail he was in or what police department it was, and that was the first tip off, because he picked a fairly common name. Like Matt Benson is not a super uncommon name.
Yeah,
but they were like, well, what police department is it? Because that's the first thing you want to know if you're like an activist trying to get someone out of jail.
If you want to call up and yell at cops and make it worse, yeah.
Yeah, which is what he was calling for. He was saying, like, hey, this police department has done X, which you normally respond to with Y, but instead of doing Y, I want you to do Z, which is pay me a bunch of money.
What?
So people were like, well, this guy doesn't exist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that was when I first got blocked by him on Facebook, was for details against.
Did he used to date, like, Miss Minnesota, or was that
correct? Not true? And she is a Freedom Fiends listener. So, Julia, bless your grind. And sorry, really? You had to be associated with this chap. Yeah.
Is she still associated with him?
Is she still associated with him or us? Because which is with a him. More distasteful group of people to be associated with? No, she is not, because of an incident where they got evicted. Because
he's immoral. We're moral. We're just creepy.
Yeah.
We're weird uncle, you know?
Because here's the thing. Like,
weird drunken uncle.
Radio doesn't convey the extremely creepy stare in a lot of our eyes. I mean, you've seen Jim Jesus' YouTube channel. You know, like, he's fairly non-creepy, I would have
that
to
picture,
say.
Oh, he's creepy. That picture of Jim with his cat and the Bipcot mask and the Bipcot flag, that is the Fiend's incarnate, I think.
Yeah,
thank you. Even though some of us are attractive and female attractive... All the females are attractive, and some of the guys are attractive. Not me, but in our hearts, we all look like Jim's weird stare. Jim's, you're looking good, Jim. I look like the creepy uncle.
Yep. Creepy uncle is the role you've got down pat. So they get evicted, and they're like kind of done after that. But him and Miss Minnesota, and after that he's kind of been on downward spiral. But he is Austin Peterson's campaign manager. That's how this all comes full circle. If you believe in the not Austin Peterson principle, you have to also be opposed to this dude.
The NAP, not Austin Peterson. Austin Peterson, for those who don't know, is a guy running for president in the Libertarian Party.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
I love how that part made it to radio.
I think we should definitely arm the Meter Maids. As long as the people stalking them are going to be armed.
So here's a Fiend ebooks for you. Manning apologizes for heroic action. A vote for no more presidents. How American are you?
Ebooks.
Ebooks.
All right. Fiend books.
So tell me more about Tony Styles.
Indeed. So casual Tony Styles users, entry level people who are new to the Tony Styles trade might just casually gaze upon his Twitter page at Tony Styles, STILES, and you look down his timeline and you think, oh, this man occasionally writes some witty things. What I would encourage you to do, friend, is take that witty thing that Tony Styles has written, use a function on your computer known as copying and pasting, and copy that, and then go search it on Google, and then you can go see who wrote it on Twitter first before he found it, then did that exact same action of copying it and then pasting it and then saying that he wrote it yourself. And friend, this is what we in the comedy industry know as joke theft. And it hack. Is not... Yes, it is hackery.
Look, Steve, people being able to copy and paste is super underrated.
My free speech. Be amazed
how many people don't know how.
Steve, why aren't you protecting my free speech? And if he wants to come at me again with his fake lawyers, that's fine too. Because Tony Styles is also one of these people that will threaten to sue you at the drop of a hat, but he can't afford
real
lawyers.
Does he have fake lawyers like Berwick has fake crypto ninjas?
Correct. He has fake lawyers like Berwick has fake crypto ninjas. A law firm, in fact. And if me and Julia and pretty much anybody who has ever... wronged him or been in his general vicinity has been threatened by this fake law firm. And if you get correspondence from the law firm, which I haven't been lucky enough to do, but I've just been threatened with the law firm. If you get correspondence from the law firm and then you copy and paste that, you could see which template he used to write the...
I'm looking at one of his tweets right now, and I think this is kind of snidely directed at you, but not to... what is it, ghost tweeting? What is it called when you...
Subtweeting.
Tweets, subtweeting. It says Lincoln tonight.
Yeah, that's cool, because yeah, that he might that...
Because you're a Lincoln truther, right?
I'm not a Lincolnist. I'm the A Lincolnist. I learned that I'm the only person that holds this belief that Abraham Lincoln never existed.
I'm coming around.
Oh, you're coming around?
I'm coming around.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical. Happened. I need to hear the full case presented, though, so.
Basically, there's no such thing as the number 16, and therefore there was no 16th president. So it just goes 13, 14, 15, 17. That's like kind of the main crux of the argument. Also 9/11, also Illuminati, also Beyonce, also there's... Also, there's five pictures of the guy because he was the first president during photography, and they all look like different dudes. But anyway, so Tony Styles.
They hadn't figured out angles yet.
Subtweeting me by saying Lincoln exists, which is like saying ghost Steelers. Like, I really don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers either. But like, if you're gonna believe in Lincoln, if you're gonna root for the Steelers, I can't really stop you. Go ahead.
Fucking yellow.
Yeah, you know.
Scammy fellow.
Yeah. What?
So, like, has he, like, ripped people out? He's, like, taking their money for false...
Yeah. It's been a lot of, like, events. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then the event or project never happens, and the money is just gone. There's also been a lot of loans that have been...
It's amazing how those people keep getting invited to things and, like, keynoting or whatever, but, you know... I've been on, like, the conference organizing side of things, and a lot of times it's so stressful. It's like, oh, yeah, just send me, like, a bio, and they just copy and paste it, and it's not really their job to be investigating these people. But you kind of, like, hope there's, like, pushback from people at some point.
Yeah.
Like, attendees or... I don't know, but it seems like no one really cares, so...
But, folks, what you can do is you could give the Libertarian Party a call at 1-800-ELECT-US. Ha, 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 ha. I'm not even kidding. That's our actual number.
Oh, man.
And you could tell them how you feel about Tony Styles. Or if you're attending the convention, hit me up and I'll give you a bunch of questions you could ask during the...
That is a good...
Because there's a facilitated discussion. So we can have some fun.
Nice.
Yes.
And when we come back, we'll talk about...
It's in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should talk about Shitake Nakamoto.
Oh, yeah. Another scammer is afoot.
Another fake real whatever his name is. The Bitcoin dude.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yo, you Jim.
Second hour.
Don't start talking like that. You know how I get when you get all Japanese on me. It's bad enough you're losing weight.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
The Lulbirds, that's our word. Wait, wrong show. Did someone have the intro pulled up?
Goodness, this is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Consummate professionals here.
Hopefully that one was still up to date. Should it be LibPair 2018 now? No, it's still 2017. Yeah. We're getting so close, guys.
Yeah, the current year is...
Yeah, the year's more current than it's back ever for been. Because sometimes it's just settling in. It's like, it's 2016, and then, like, you won't really feel it because you'll be in public, and, like, the bathrooms will have, like, a gender sign, and that'll, like, cause you to get, like, a little triggered, and, like, you think about the government, and, yeah, and you think about how, like, that's literally oppression, but people should definitely be forced to bake cakes, and...
I'm for one bathroom. We don't need all these options. Just the one. Just everyone can. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where people do that. I don't care.
Well, because the current year is more current than ever, we also have a new current. Bitcoin guy.
Yes.
Who is our new Bitcoin guy?
So he's 2016
guy.
Yeah, this is the year that this guy has come out. So a few months ago, people may recall that Wired and Gawker both raced to out this guy named Dr. Craig Wright as Satoshi Nakamoto. Well, it turns out this guy was probably scamming them. He the evidence he was giving basically was just false information. Like, he had backdated his blog post to make it look like they were published more early than they were. And he was actually on a panel at the Las Vegas Bitcoin conference. When I went there, it was like a few months ago. And I remember thinking, like, where did this guy come from? I'd never heard of him before. But he's obviously a really smart guy. But so yesterday he comes out and he's like, hey, you know what? I am Satoshi Nakamoto. Actually, earlier today, so everyone's freaking out. Like, oh my god, he finally revealed himself. And Gavin Andreessen, one of the core developers on the Bitcoin protocol, he basically came out and backed him, saying, yeah, the evidence that he showed me looks legit. Well, just a few hours later, it was debunked again. It turns out in order to prove that you are who you say you are, like if you were Satoshi Nakamoto, you should be able to prove that cryptographically through assigning with your private key, a key that you would only have access to. And what he did is he basically copy and pasted a string of numbers and letters that were actually from one of the earlier transactions in the block that would have confirmed his identity. And it was just a text ID or a transaction ID. So he basically didn't give super solid evidence. He kind of has a history of being a bit scared. Scammy. Even the last time the media went and said, hey, you know, this guy Satoshi Nakamoto is very, you know, murky and
but
weird.
But he says
and
he doesn't want any money.
So and he says he doesn't want any attention either, but he went to the press about it. So he goes, this is the Daily Beast article starts off, I'm not seeking publicity, but want to set the record straight, Wright told The Economist of his motive to go public now. And this guy's full of it, man. Like, he's, yeah. I think he's a scam artist.
Yeah, at least this one is like admitting that he is. The other one was like, How much stuff do you have here? Like, no, this is mine. This is crazy.
Well, it really takes balls to say that he is, you know? Like, at first, when they outed him, I felt bad for him. I read a whole article about it. I was like, hey, that's not really ethical to dox someone, basically, who could be sitting on millions of Bitcoin. Like, I think they could have been a little more careful in their analysis. It turns out the guy was just scamming them. But now he has, like, the gall to come out and say he is Satoshi. I mean, that takes, like, some special, like, just uber crazy. I don't know, uber crazy.
Tony Styles.
This is,
yeah.
But yeah, but he did. He hasn't given a lot of information, and it would be very, very easy to prove you were Satoshi Nakamoto if you were. So.
Yeah. Couldn't he just log back into the BBS that he was originally posting these white papers on and just say, like, hey, this is me. It's totally legit. Yeah.
Right.
That would at least be something, right?
Yeah.
So it's a total farce. I was like looking at this when I was on my phone at work, and I was like, didn't they already talk about this guy? Oh, he's admitting it now. Okay. Well, okay, I guess. And he just kept saying over and over again, like, I don't want money. I just want to be left alone. I don't want this or that. But, you know, I might as well come on here and say hi.
I never wanted this life. Like, you know, it's like, okay.
Yo, sure. I'm not Satoshi Yokomoto, but I am Akinori Iwamura, who was a baseball player. And I am also him.
Okay. Oh, wow. Was he on the dude's shirt? Was that the same dude?
Was he on the dude's shirt?
Yeah. Was he on the dude's shirt? You know, come on. If you have to ask who the dude is, we can't be friends. We can't be friends.
Oh, this is just the out I needed.
So, who's going to be the next guy, Bitcoin guy, Nakamoto?
Well, so this is just,
is there
so
a fantasy league? Ooh, this would be great.
I'm taking
this. Is the first person to ever claim to be Satoshi Nakamoto. Everyone else has been just accused of it, and they've been like, nope, nope, not me, which...
Yeah, why would you?
Of course you would say that. There's only harassment and governments coming after you to steal your giant hoard of Bitcoin, because he's sitting on a ton of Bitcoin.
Exactly. I would go swim, like, in my Bitcoin.
Millions of dollars. Like, it's, yeah. I mean, like, you wouldn't even want to, yeah, you wouldn't really want to out yourself. But yeah, this is just some weird, it'll be gone soon. But yeah, it is kind of interesting that he decided to come out and say that. So it's, I want it to remain a mystery.
I get my money on the real.
It's sexier that way.
The real Bitcoin guy is Tony Styles. He's going to come out any minute and say that it's him.
That's how he's a philanthropist.
Yeah, he's going to republish the white papers. Look, see, I wrote these. You should totally.
By the way, Libertarian Party, dig into that philanthropy bit. Ask for a record of donations, confirmed and by a third party. Also, maybe that ought to be illuminating. You know, just throw that out there before you go around throwing seminars.
Confirmations on the blockchain.
There needs to be another, like, hashtag for this kind of behavior too. And I don't know, maybe I've said this on the show before, the hashtag so much for liberty, you know, because anytime I've brought this up to, whether it's like conference organizers or, you know, it's come up in conversations, like, how does such and such, who's an obvious scammer who's stolen money from people, still have, you know, all this publicity and still get invited to stuff like that? People are like, well, you know, he's just done so much for liberty. Like, that's the only argument they kind of have. And it's kind of hard to quantify that, you know, like, so much for liberty. So, I don't know. Just saying,
yeah, they always
along
kind of
with
like,
the please donate, like.
Yeah, it's like one band has a hit album.
You listen to the sound of your own voice for a couple hours.
A band has one hit album, and then they produce a bunch of garbage afterwards, and then all of a sudden we're supposed to respect them just for that one album, right?
No,
that's not how this works. That's like, not how this works at all. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, well, you know, he did those series about the death of statism a long time ago. I mean, those were good. Yeah, but what else?
And here's another thing. Not everything you do has to be monetarily rewarded. I'm a comedian, and you know what? I would and often do it for free. You know why? Because I love making people laugh. And if this is your John, where, like, you want to be a God forbid, libertarian media presence or whatever, then do it for free for a while until you create enough market demand. And like, why do I even have to explain economics to you? Whatever.
Yeah, I do the Lulberts. I do the Lulberts for fun. I don't do it for anything else. Sure, there's a donation page, but I'm like, I don't even like mention it when I do it radio. I've even kind of omitted it from the description. I just don't care. It's just, I just have fun doing it. It's my little $12 a month, you know, thing that I do. So whatever.
Yeah, I've pretty much done all my
hashtag please donate or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, yeah.
You want to buy me a beer, I'm all right with that. Otherwise, just enjoy.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends. I don't care. Yeah. But yeah, this whole, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm so wonderful. Look at all these wonderful things I did for liberty. What have you ever done for liberty? And I can't stand that whole, what have you ever done for liberty?
That's my least favorite thing ever.
Because there's no right answer for it. Anything that you could, I mean, you could say like, well, I actually founded an ANCAP country. Oh yeah, but it's not ANCAP enough for me. So you didn't do anything. What else have you done? Like nothing you can do. Like everything ANCAP you can do.
Country.
Anything you can possibly do is going to be like scrutinized by someone to be a net negative. So you haven't done that. So what
else?
The
comedian version of that is the not famous enough version. It could be like, why haven't I heard of you? And it's like, well, like maybe you don't watch Conan. Like here's the clip of me. Screw you,
Conan. He's not even on a network channel.
Yeah.
Well, it always comes from people who haven't accomplished anything. Right? I mean, people like, you know.
I had Rich Paul tell me that, and I was like, what have I ever done? I was like, it doesn't matter what I've ever done. I mean, I'm only on the same network as you.
It doesn't mean I can't not have an opinion about something.
Yeah.
I'm on the same network you got fired from. No big deal.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Well, no, but he who must not be named.
No, not him. No.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, that's pretty much the case. Like, that was his whole reason for existing was that he was on LRN, and now here we are right on LRN this very instant.
But, no, nothing against Rich Paul. He just had a weird little thing. Little spat with me for a long side night.
I had the same spat him, actually. I had the same spat. Not about a long side night, but about other things.
This is really inside baseball, but dude, Rich Paul, an actress from New Hampshire, is an internet troll and really not that bright, but
he can be fun sometimes, I guess, but I'm not trying to bash anyone over there. They're fine. They're all.
Yeah, I don't know them well enough. I just spatted with them, but I don't.
Yeah, I've been.
And it was over a long side night. Really?
I don't know. Oh yeah, no. If you're gonna get mad over a long side night, I'll fight anybody right now over a long side night.
Worms.
No, like literally, if you can't afford bus fare.
And his weird friends, chasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey there, this is Nick Hazelton, the anarcho-yakitalist. I've been rising to power in the liberty movement since I was 14 years old, when I first found the Freedom Fiends on my TuneIn app. I quickly became a fan, and a little over a year later, I called into Michael Dean After Dark on my crappy home phone. Michael quickly realized my brilliance, but was disappointed by my audio quality. So he picked me up as a mentee, gave me a microphone, helped me start my own podcast, and threw me on the radio show. Now I'm 17, I'm assembling a yak army, building a cult following of yakateers, and we're planning our march to Fiendfest Somalia to take over the geographic region between the Connecticut River and the Salmon Falls River to make it a libertarian paradise free of faceless boards of authority. Free Freedom Fiends buttons will be given to anybody who swears allegiance to the dear sweet yak emperor and aids our cause. This wouldn't be possible without the help of Nima Vedati and especially Michael Dean. The Freedom Fiends have made me as dear and sweet as I am today. Worms.
Really? I did not know that. Black prison guards.
Wow.
Yep. So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I guess Bernie Sanders said that there's bread at the end of those bread lines. You know, it's a good thing that there's bread lines because that means people are getting food. Because, like, in America, what happens is, like, poor people just starve to death and because the rich people take all the food. Which, by the way, I can't find any statistics on people starving to death in the United States from lack of food, lack of money. But apparently, you know, in Venezuela, it's fine because there's food at the end of the bread lines. But I guess people are stealing goats, or the police, or Venezuelan soldiers are stealing goats amid food shortage. But there's no food shortage, right? Because there's bread lines.
They're eating food, fried rocks.
The fried rocks, and now there's goats. I guess they're getting a little bit too greedy, right? They're getting a little too capitalist because now they want the goat, and you could use the goat to make money. And that's
man. They probably want even like different types of goats, too.
I went to a Venezuelan restaurant, and they gave me fried rocks, and now I have kidney stones.
That hurt. That pun.
Tip your waitresses, folks. I will be here all week.
So six Venezuelans.
Are you ready for your first female comedian of the night?
Six Venezuelan army officers were arrested Sunday after allegedly stealing goats from a nearby farm because they were hungry. The Pan Am Post reports the soldiers were arrested in the central region of Lara after investigators spotted an unmarked van carrying dead animals. Oh, no, I guess they weren't going to use it for milk, so they weren't going to be capitalists. They were just going to eat it. They were smart. They would use it for milk and made cheese and milk.
you might find this sad and you might find this disgusting that they were like trying to like get carcasses or whatever, but I find it kind of inspiring on this show, like being here with you people, that even in the most repressive of conditions, even in conditions so challenging to the human spirit, people will still find a way to be yak farmers.
Touche.
This is true.
Yeah. But this is all just right wing propaganda, right? Because there's food, there's bread lines. It means there must be bread, right?
What source did it come from? Because if you read this on a website that doesn't 100% confirm my beliefs at all times, then the article is invalid.
Right, clearly.
So Fox News,
Is this natural news?
I see the link now. Fox News.
It's Fox, more or less.
This is some right-wing propaganda here.
Okay, yep. Back to the...
Well, I could just pull up the Pan Am Post, and it says the same thing, so...
Back to the drawing board, or the rock frying board, as it is.
So, is Pan Am also a right-wing hack website, I guess?
Oh, I don't even know. I lose track now.
Yes, it's invalid, because their website went under. Pan Am? They used to have an airline, and it crashed. And now we're supposed to just listen to their ramblings? Absolutely not. guess what? I got an article about Switzerland's economy here. It's from valuejet.com. Like, are you kidding me?
I just hope Delta throws some skin in the game, because I need their perspective.
TWA, where you at? Continental represent.
I think the TWA one is an 800 number. Was that too soon? I think that's too soon.
I flew on Hooters airline. Did I ever tell you this story?
Oh, is this a thing?
What?
Yeah. Well, no. Hooters had an airline for about 2 years, and
that's 2 years longer than Trump Airlines.
Right.
So go ahead. Yeah.
And it flew only to Florida. And
of course.
They announced they were going bankrupt and that they were going to cease operations in like 3 weeks. And I had to go to Florida like 2 weeks from like after that. And they were basically giving away their fares. It was really cheap. So I'm like, oh man, I'm going to be one of the last people to ever ride on Hooters Air. And I took a Hooters Air from Detroit to Pensacola. And it was like you've never seen more sad Hooters stewardesses in your life. They had this script and they were just like limping across the finish line with it.
They even wore the Hooters thing on the airline. That's
of course.
Wow. So Detroit to Pensacola, that sounds sad too.
Oh man, it was
awful. I don't know if that's like an upgrade or I think it evens out. Yeah. Trigger warning, I'm from Pensacola. I know.
Yeah.
Barack Obama's a liar, socialist, and his feet stink.
So, yeah, this is true.
Absolutely.
Trump is a liar, socialist, and his hair smells like well-done steak. By the way, they call Hooters a restaurant. What is this? What is this airline?
Oh, yo.
What's a clever name for this?
They honestly didn't have one. Yeah, you're right. That's way too on the spot to put me.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
Keep your anarcho-capitalism as gay as possible.
Absolutely.
Little pro tip from the staff here at Freedom Fiends.
It's the only true way to ancap.
Yeah.
Am I being detained?
You're being restrained.
It's just a very big gay hug.
Yeah. Everybody ancap.
All right, so what were we talking about?
About how gay anarcho-capitalism is and how it jives wonderfully with our homosexual lifestyles.
It's the gayest and the greatest.
Miller, explain that.
All right. So, basically, there is being a Republican, right, which is like being a bathhouse kind of gay. And then there is being a libertarian, which is like being like kind of a normal bro-y kind of gay that like will go like get drunk or what have you. And then there's being an anarcho-capitalist, which is like being an unrestrained Derek J. Freeman kind of gay.
Hard gay, right? Hard gay. I think that's,
you know, yeah.
It's true freedom.
Full ANCAP. Yeah. You're too strung out on freedom. You buffer on Kenny G. And nothing can stop you. Your grind is unstoppable because you're ANCAPing too hard. You got to everything you do is covered by a Bipcot license.
Yeah. Okay. So if ANCAPs are gay, then wouldn't mutualists be like trans? Because they're kind of like in the middle. They're not quite one or the other.
Well, okay. So. I every time someone talks about mutualism now, all I can think about is that scene in Alongside Night where they talk about how one teacher was fired for teaching mutualism.
I don't remember that scene. I did see that movie at Porkfest a couple years ago. I remember seeing it in real life. It was
so in real life.
I was so confused.
Live? Did you see it in VR? Or
I was so confused by what was happening. I had no clue.
Cardboard version of this.
I sat through the whole thing and I left not knowing what had happened to me. Like I was like, what? I didn't get it. There was no. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's funky.
Yeah, it's for me, I like bad movies, and usually when I watch a bad movie, I'm usually having a good time, really good.
Oh,
time.
I usually do, but I didn't know, like, I was confused by it, you know, like, it wasn't, it was bad, but it was also, like, I was trying to follow it. I was hyper-focused.
I guess we should kind of explain what it is, because everyone's like, what is this?
Fiend phone.
So there's a film that was made by a libertarian author, Neil J. Shulman. I have to say it like that because it gets him mad. yeah, and he made a movie of his book, Alongside Night, which is kind of like Atlas Shrugged. It's like a different version of Atlas Shrugged. It's more of an ANCAP Atlas Shrugged, I guess.
Atlas Hugged.
Yeah. And from what I hear, everybody says the book is great. I think everybody who's read the book, who talked about it, like, there's some people who say, like, oh, it's a little over preachy. I think that was the biggest criticism I heard from it.
But the libertarians movie, being over preachy.
Yeah, but the movie version of it was terrible because he made it himself, and it's just packed full of just random, it, like, he crammed it's it liberty so full.
Porn.
Like,
it is, yeah, 100% it has, liberty porn.
And he crammed it in wherever he could. Like, he would put, like, ANCAP, you know, memes and posters all over the wall with CG. it's every single wall is, like, littered with, you know, every kind of ANCAP or libertarian meme you could possibly throw at. There's points where he just stops and watches Ron Paul deliver a speech on a Jumbotron for,
yes, no, for reason. No reason at all.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be a dystopian, like, statist universe, but yet there's, you know, libertarian stuff all over the walls everywhere you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of tacky.
The police are trying to imprison everybody, and they also have the world's smallest political quiz on a poster at the police precinct.
God. It's unreal. Yeah. It's unreal. Like, if you weren't familiar with the plot of the book, it was based on, then you'd be totally lost, like I was when I was watching it, because I hadn't.
Yeah, if you weren't familiar with the plot of the book, you never.
I was
will
like,
be.
What is going on? Like, why is Adam Kokesh in this movie? Like, what? I don't get.
Why are they spending like 3 minutes showing them hacking into the wall socket? It's just like, yeah, I get it. You're doing stuff with the wall socket. There's really nothing to be learned here. Like, why are we actually showing every process of this thing? I'm not learning anything from it. It's not a real socket. Like, no socket looks like this. And they're not even, like, it's not even for a power socket. It's for, like, computer stuff that's not even real. It's just a filler. But it's like, why are we spending 3 minutes showing this? Get on with it. But, yeah.
It's one of those things, like... He didn't, I don't know, wasn't really looking ahead with it, because they had to, like, sew the, like, gold or whatever. They had to, like, transport gold, and it's like, dude, why wouldn't you just use Bitcoin? Like, you could have at least, like, updated a few things if you're going to go full, like, but they were still, like, real focused on the gold part. Yeah, it was kind of, like, added afterwards, but the whole plot would have made more sense if it was done with Bitcoin instead of gold. Like, that would have never
You just have a little flash drive, put it in his pocket, There you go. Smuggling Bitcoin. Or smuggling your private key to what you have on a public ledger. That's what Bitcoin smuggling would be. Yeah, but I still tell people, like, people say, like, oh, it sounds terrible, I'm never going to watch it. I'm like, no. You should totally watch it. It's really great. It's on Amazon
Prime. Oh, I would watch it again. I would watch it again, absolutely.
If you're going to watch it again, watch it with the subtitles on. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Watch it with the subtitles on. I'm not going to spoil what happens with the subtitles. I had a friend tell me, and I was like, this is the best thing ever. Watch it with the subtitles. You'll thank me later.
I might do that right after this, actually.
Yeah, I think
life goals.
Yeah, squat goals.
Yeah, but this is the libertarian troll too.
Troll team six.
If you thought Atlas Shrugged movies were bad, this will definitely change your mind. You're gonna look back on those like, okay, that's actually not bad.
Oh, they look like Citizen Kane by comparison. Yeah.
I saw the first two, and I just couldn't be bothered to watch the third Atlas Shrugged movies. The first one, they seemed like made for TV movies, and it just kind of like, so long. Why? They don't need
I
to
didn't really
anything,
like the
you know,
book,
but,
so
yeah, I didn't. Like
I
the
just
book
I didn't did, really like the story.
Hear, did you hear they're doing a? Did you hear they're doing an alt-right remake of Rambo, where Rambo weighs 400 pounds and it's just helicopter rides?
So does he brave. Have an anime character so for brave. A face? Oh, yeah. They should have an anime character. That should be, like, the goal. Just ended up rescuing the girl. It's just an anime girl. You know, because the alt-right just loves anime.
Which is
always confusing. They're always talking about how everybody's so degenerate and this culture is going down. And because, you know, like, you know, what people aren't breeding and all this other stuff. But then all they ever do is just watch anime.
We should define alt-right.
Yeah. Define alt-right. Define alt-right. Why do I always have to do it?
So in the same way that an ANCAP is somebody that has cast off all the super ego of being a libertarian, so an alt-right person has cast away all the requisite "I'm not really a racist" of being a Republican, and have stripped racism down to pretty much just saying, "Hey, white people are superior, and I'm all about the preservation of my specific race, but I'm not a collectivist."
It's like when your friend says, "I'm not racist, but they stop saying the "I'm not racist, but" part.
Right.
They just say it. Which says a lot about their accomplishments and, you know, them as people to be proud of something they have no control over, basically. So.
I think the only time they've ever been mentioned in the mainstream was there was a commentator, someone brought him up, and then he was like, "Oh, no, they're don't pay any attention to those guys. Those are just losers on the internet who have fun with themselves over anime characters." And I was like, that's pretty right. That's pretty much
pretty accurate.
To be fair,
I don't judge them for their tastes in that. Like, whatever. I'm more concerned with the racist stuff. I'm like, really? This is still... It's funny because they kind of paint themselves as like, oh, we're like the alternative to the right wing. But they're just kind of the same thing. They just use slightly different terms. Like, instead of... You know, they try to kind of like take back the word reactionary, too. Like, before, it's always been kind of like a leftist slur, you know? Like, oh, those evil reactionaries. And they're like, yeah, we are the reactionaries. We're full fascists.
That's their word.
That's their word. right. Reactionary.
And hey, being pro-fascist is okay as long as the dictator in question is going to get rid of people you don't like.
But that's kind of like the whole thing that's wrong with fascism is that you don't get to choose what kind of fascism you get. Well, yeah, it's kind of like a theocracy too. Like, you know, if you like theocracy, move to Iran. And if
it's a lot easier to get kicked out of the helicopter than you think.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of theocracy. I want a Christian theocracy. It's like, well, that's the beauty of theocracy is you don't get to choose, and you don't get to choose what flavor of fascism is, which there are many.
32 flavors of fascism.
There, you could taste them all with the pink little spoon.
Baskin Goebbels.
That should be the title for this 32 flavors of fascism. It's so cute. I don't know. I find them kind of intriguing sometimes. Like, I've been keeping my eye on these people for a while. The kind of all right.
I have a
people.
Nut allergy. Can you take this Nazi back?
I think I'm gonna go for the Franco. We get a pint of Franco.
Ooh.
So yeah,
Pinochet sounds French.
No, I'm not a fan, but I will
not
say
a fan of Pinochet taking bold stances. Jim Jesus.
No, I'm not a fan of the alt right. Of course, the helicopter rides goes without saying. But I will give them credit for one thing: is that they're out of all of my political foes, they're the ones that have the biggest sense of humor. Anytime you make fun of someone, on the left, or especially on the right, it's almost like Asperger's City. It's like they don't understand what you're joking about or anything like that. Everything's super serious, super literal. There's no room for sarcasm. But the alt-right will actually get your joke and then make.
Oh yeah, and they meme too.
Yeah, and they're pretty good meme lords.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But the Miller's top memer. That boy.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues.
No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CatMuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CatMuff. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
So our redemption can be boiled down pretty simply. Don't be a celebritarian. Ew.
Don't do it. Celebritarian, not even once.
You're literally cuckolding your own life. You're going to ask people to donate so that you can watch other people do media better than you. And just don't. Like, it's really less painful watching improv groups ask for money and calling that a career. And comedians mock you left and right when you do that, and rightfully so. And this is why a lot of these celebritarians try comedy and fail, because they can't hack it. Like, yeah, comedians will mock you, and rightfully so, if you are like, oh, this is my career, I'm a professional comedian, by the way, can I have $50?
Yeah. No.
So... yeah. So get a skill that you can sell, whatever that skill is. I don't know. Maybe you make crystal meth. Maybe you fix auto transmissions, whatever. And sell that skill. And then, you know, with your free time, maybe you have like some projects, some liberty efforts, what have you. And you do that. And then you don't worry about the money. Because you are not relying upon your opinions to be your lifestyle, because you are not so entitled you believe you deserve a salary for believing things.
Yeah, if you expect to make money from your activism, you're going to be really disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, get a job, you unemployed loser.
Activism is fairly valued in the marketplace. That's a forewarning to anybody who wants to pay the bills off activism.
And lower my GD taxes. Yeah.
Always. But don't trust people. Be careful who you send money to.
Yeah, if you just want to send someone like a couple bucks because you think they do good things, yeah, by all means. But don't make a career out of this. Especially when it comes to like, then you become like kind of like intellectually dishonest, because then you have like this fan base that you're relying for an income. And it's just, let's say you change your mind about something important, something that will lose a lot of, you know, fans of yours. You can't be honest, right? Because if you do, then you're going to lose your income. And I think that's why there's a certain libertarian, which I'm not going to name. Not because he can't be named. It's a different one. But he's definitely taking a different stance on things, but he won't come out and admit that he's not a libertarian anymore, even though he's explicitly expounding very unlibertarian ideals. Very unlibertarian.
Is this chap
ideas.
A philosopher, a self-proclaimed philosopher?
Yeah, anyone who's a self-proclaimed philosopher just needs to.
That's a title other people give you. You don't get to like claim it for yourself.
Philosopher is like another venture capitalist, skill that's fairly valued.
You know,
in the
like
marketplace,
you can't
I'd say.
Make it up. You can't just say, I have a bunch of money, so I'm a venture capitalist. Or, like, I have no money and I'm a venture capitalist. Like, words have meanings. So, but
no,
yeah.
You're a Trustafarian.
but no, there's a financial incentive to not be honest when you change your mind about stuff, especially if you've built up an audience. And, yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. But I do like that position that I'm in, where if I do change my mind, I'm not financially obligated to, you know, to lie about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or subscribe to an idea I don't believe anymore. I just subscribe to it because I think it's right. And if something does change my mind, which it doesn't look like that's the case so far, but if that happens, you know, I could walk away and I could still have my job. I just, you know, I'll just have a little less money from selling wristbands is all, which is fine. By the way, buy my wristbands.
Buy his wristbands, and buy the poppy pins.
They will literally cure
the
Zika virus.
But
I think the poppy pins will. I can't say anything about the Bip Strongs. I think
I had really bad autism because I'd been vaccinated, and then I put a Bip Strong on, and I was cured.
Well, there you go.
Jenny McCarthy was my mom. Yeah, that was a little inside baseball. Only 90s kids will remember.
Oh, you're an Indigo child now.
Oh, yep. My God. Did you see the Vice documentary?
I need you to call me
kids?
Steve Kumquat Miller Miller.
Kumquat. You're a very special boy. A very special boy.
Bless your grind.
Donate us beer money. Don't donate us our living, please.
I will take Bitcoin or other coins or food.
If you have any ideas for the Freedom Fiends Flag Day special, hit me up. I'm writing it right now.
Worms.
Worms. Meow.
Meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow.
Meow.